Good morning. It's 11:06 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF and time for the Dr. Triana Show. This is a live medical talk show in which you're encouraged to participate. Our phone lines are wide open right now at 206-1580 or toll-free 1-888-441-1580. And now, your host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. Now, you're saying, wait a minute, what's today's date? It's the 23rd of January. I want to thank everyone because we have had played some reruns, but we're really excited because everything we put on this program we feel is very, very important. And I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year, and I have so much exciting news to tell you all. Well, today we have as a guest my wonderful nurse friend, Pat Thiel. And we have Dr. Katzen. And, of course, Zane is at the boards.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, the pleasure is having everyone here and everyone who's listening out there. I had a patient last week, and she says, was that a rerun? I said, yes, but we've been in training, and we have all these new exciting things to talk about for the new year. We have new treatment options. As you all know, in my quest to educate our patients, this is one of the reasons I have the radio show, is also to help prevent disease, help patients to live more good years and to be healthier. So one of our programs, I have my boards in lipids, and I've also become a certified menopause practitioner. Well, now, in finding ways to help treat our patients, we have gone to training, myself, Pat, and Dr. Katzen, in a new but not new mode of treatment, which uses hormone pellets. Hormone pellets. And we're going to talk about, it is very important, what is a pellet? Why do we need to do this? And we have become partnered with BioT Medical. With all of you out there who have a computer, the website is biotmedical.com.
How do you spell BioT?
It's BioTE Medical, MEDICAL.com. And I really want everyone to go to this website and learn more about BioT. Now, we're going to speak about it today. We have partnered with this national experts on hormone therapy. They're the leader in bioidentical hormone pellet therapy. Bioidentical. But first, I want to talk to our nurse and also our practice manager, Pat Thiel. And so everyone can get to know her a little bit. And because she's such a lovely person. And I'm so glad she'll tell you her story. So, Pat, tell us your story about becoming a nurse. And why did you do that?
Oddly enough, I cannot think of any time in my life when I have wanted to do anything different. I've just been blessed to always have been able to do the job that I like the most. I was born and raised in Rochester, Minnesota, which is the home of the Mayo Clinic. Went to school there, went to nurses training there, worked there for nearly 25 years.
At Mayo Clinic?
Yes, at the Mayo Clinic.
A premier spot.
And now, looking back, I realize that it was just such a tremendous professional opportunity to be in that kind of a medical center where you see things and experience things and see new technology that most people never have the opportunity to see or experience. It was amazing. But also, it's been wonderful to be away from the Mayo Clinic and experience medicine in a lot of different settings. So this has been wonderful, the time I've spent in Florida working with Dr. Triana in a patient-oriented situation where it's a small office, a small practice. We know all of our patients very well. And some of them now I've had the privilege of taking care of for 15 years. And it's a real change, but it's a wonderful change.
It is really wonderful to have such a one-to-one with our patients.
It really is, and it's very different from working for so many years in such a huge institution.
Well, I will say that Pat retired.
Yes, I did. I retired about 18 months ago. And Dr. Katzen actually predicted before I retired that I would not last at it because I would get bored and I'd feel like I needed to come back to work. And I told him he was so mistaken. And he was absolutely right. After about a year, I felt like I needed to do something where I was using my brain. And I missed our patients. I missed the doctors, the staff in the office. And wouldn't you know it, here I am back in the old role, and it's wonderful.
Well, we have two people here who flunked retirement.
That's right. Dr. Katzen flunked retirement, too.
Two people who flunked retirement.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I think retirement for some people is overrated, but I really did not think I was one of those people. I thought I would love every minute of it, but it was a huge part of my life that I missed it so much.
It is so wonderful for me to have you back.
Thank you.
It is just so wonderful. And Pat has years of experience with plastic surgery at Mayo Clinic in the surgery suites and the rooms and working and your experience and also with an ophthalmology group in Michigan. So she brings to our practice such a level of expertise and caring. Remember, that's a really important too. So this one-on-one feeling, it's so good. And then now that we have our new services that we're offering.
Yes.
Talk about that, Dr. Katzen. What did we do in Dallas?
Well, we went to Dallas, which was the home office of the BioT people. And we were there for several days of instruction and practical experience putting in pellets. Well, why pellets? Well, you know, you can take medicine orally. You can take some hormones come in gels you can put on your skin. And some hormones come in patches that the ladies change once a week. But none of those methods result in a continuous blood level of the medicine we're trying to administer. So and this has been obvious to people who have been in this field for many, many years because the first pellets were put in the 1930s. And of course,
so this has been around.
Yeah. And so there's been a lot of advancement in terms of purity and quality control during that time. And so that we partnered with BioT because we felt that they had the most expert physicians on their board and that they were dedicated to high quality, the highest quality of medicine which they offered.
I think that's really wonderful. And we want to talk more about the BioT hormones and how this really can impact your life. You know, one of their mottos is age healthier, live happier. And I think that's really important. Age healthier, live happier, and how this can affect. But first, I want everyone, we are going to do what body part am I? And this is really good. So, everybody listen. It's very cute. Some think it is an essential part of my beauty. My spouse likes to touch it, and dogs like to nip it. It's where we insert pellet therapy to balance your hormones. And this is going to give it away, everybody. Jennifer Lopez is known for hers. So, what body part am I? So call in to 206-1580 and give us that answer. I think I gave a little too many clues. But we're going to, I know we'll get somebody to call us and give us the answer. And it, no, Zane, you can't tell us.
No, I'm not gonna.
Okay.
But you left out the most famous exhibition of that body part in Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yes. I did leave.
Yes.
I did leave that out. I'm sorry. Yes, that's right.
Something tells me I should hit the delay switch about now. Just in case.
Just in case. But so we want to talk to you about, again, what are we doing to bringing you the latest? This is the forefront of therapy, hormone therapy for our patients. And who needs to have this therapy? Well, many, many of us who are past the age of 40 and even younger mm-hmm. people who need to balance their hormones.
I think that is one point that struck me.
And we have a caller. Hi, caller, what's your name?
Excuse me. Marcy. And guess what? It's the Tushes.
Oh, I know who Mercy is. That's my mommy.
I'm sorry, I'm coughing. It's the Tush.
It's the Tush.
You didn't tell me about that. I knew it. Thank you.
Okay, thank
I'm
you.
I'm listening.
All right, thank bye-bye. You. Bye-bye. Oh, boy, my mother guessed it.
She just couldn't wait.
She couldn't
yes,
wait.
She couldn't wait.
Well, I will tell you, she has no insider information. So we didn't give it away to her. What, Pat, what were you saying about the hormones?
One of the points that was made in the educational event that we went to that to me was really outstanding is how at what a young age you really do start to deplete your hormones and the impact that it has. So by the time those of us who are old enough start experiencing the symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats, insomnia, mood swings, the classic ones, your hormone levels have been just low for a long time. So when you start thinking about who can benefit from this and at what point in life do you start evaluating that or looking at it, I was struck with don't wait until you start feeling terrible. You know, don't wait because your body has gone without those essential hormones for years by the time you start feeling bad.
I think that's a very good point. And we actually know in women, the menopause starts, you know, the beginning of the decline of the amount of hormones that you produce is about the age of 30.
Yeah, nobody starts thinking about it really as applying to them until they start developing the symptoms that we mentioned. And by that time, it's been a long time since your body's had what it needs.
Well, there are also things going on that you know, may not be aware of because the you know, the balancing of the female hormones protects the bones, the breast,
the brain,
and the heart. And in fact, there are numerous articles in the literature of actually treating patients with heart failure with testosterone and growth hormone.
So it's really important to understand that what we're doing is, number one, based in science. The pellet therapy has been around for a long time, but now with, and hello, caller?
Hello.
Yes, what's your first name, caller?
My first name is Manny.
Hi, Manny. What's your question?
Well, I have a question for you. Do you know how the vampires got here from Transylvania?
I do not.
They came over on a blood vessel.
Oh, boy. Well, that's cute, Manny.
Okay, so my next question is, I donate blood quite regularly.
Yes.
And every once in a while, I'll go in and have my yearly physical with a blood test. And my doctor keeps saying, well, you shouldn't donate before you get the blood test. What effect does donating blood before a blood test for your annual physical, how bad does that mess up the blood test?
Well, if and I'll have Dr. Katzen talk about that, since he worked a lot with oncology. And Dr. Katzen, would you like to answer that?
Well, I don't think if you give just one pint of blood, your body will replace that blood very quickly. So I would think you just wait a week or so. And what you're concerned about is that your hemoglobin, which is part of the blood test that most people will
My daughter's a nurse, and she said something because she looked at my blood test, and she said my platelets were what are platelets? She said my platelets were low, and that I shouldn't donate so much.
Well, your platelets are the elements in the blood that cause your blood to clot. For instance, if you have a wound, and there's and you start to bleed, there has to be something there to start a clot. And the platelets are a response to tissue, what they call thromboplastin, and they will cause the bleeding blood to clump together to form a clot. So if your platelets are low, that may have nothing to do at all to do with your donating blood. It may be something related either to your age, because sometimes as we get older, we produce fewer platelets. They're produced in the bone marrow by cells called megakaryocytes. But at any rate, as we get older, some of that production declines. That's one of the things that can actually be reversed or enhanced by hormone balancing, especially in men who have low testosterone.
So I think what also the takeaway message is, Manny, is that if you're concerned, your daughter's concerned, talk to your doctor about it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the information. I'll let somebody else talk now.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling. We accept live calls. This is 206-1580 or toll-free 888-441-1580. We welcome any question. And that was a cute little joke.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
But you know, this is an educational show. We're not here to be racy. So I think the benefits of hormone therapy is we're trying to express how important, but again, not waiting until you get the full-blown symptoms, and also checking your levels, because this BioT Medical is individualized therapy. It's based on your levels of your hormones in your blood, your age, your weight, your sex. So this is very important that we do blood tests and then make a decision. So Pat, talk to us. If somebody wants to come in, what's the first step?
The first step really starts with a phone call to our office and scheduling an appointment for a consultation with the doctor. The vital piece of information that she needs in deciding, number one, are you a good candidate for pellet hormone therapy, is the blood work that she just mentioned. And since the therapy is really tailored so explicitly for each individual, that blood work, her decision-making process about how to treat the patient is based on that blood work. Then we get the basic other information, medical history, and all of that contributes to the doctor's decision-making process. But all of it starts with a simple phone call to the office. We also have a wonderful information packet available that we'd be happy to mail out, or you can stop by the office and pick it up. That explains a lot about the BioT process, their research. They will direct you to their website that Dr. Triana mentioned that has some excellent testimonials from patients who have had the BioT pellet therapy for years and what their results have been in their life. They have really done their homework. I can't remember a time that I have been so impressed by a professional presentation and what they have done to support the offices of the physicians who decide to partner with them. They have just done an amazing job. And they offer their support to us as well. So we have an endless or boundless source of information, medical and practical, in the BioT company itself. And that, to me, has been just an outstanding opportunity.
And their website is excellent.
Yes, their information that they have tailored for patients or individuals who are interested in this is all so well written, very, very understandable, and it really helps educate everyone on the importance of hormones and the huge effect that they have on your body. I thought I had a little background in this and I knew a little bit about it, but the information that we got was phenomenal, and I now have a totally different appreciation for how hormones or the lack of hormones affects you, not only from the fact that I am on the other side of hormone hell myself.
I think that's really good.
Looking back, I've discussed with the doctors on numerous occasions that I understand now why I felt the way I did, what was happening to me that I couldn't put my finger on. And it is just so amazing now to realize, number one, I could have spared myself and my husband and the people that I work with in my life a lot of this had I known about this therapy before. But also, it's never too late, because as Dr. Triana said, the BioT motto is to live healthier, live happier. But I think we could almost extend that even more by saying another quote that we heard at our educational session, and that is that people want to live. They don't want to just stay alive. And now that I'm looking at the aging process a little more seriously myself, I realize that that really is what I want. I don't want to just feel old. I don't want to look old or act old. I feel like I still have so much life to live, and that is part of the reason I went back to work, because I felt like I wasn't sharing with anyone. And to continue to feel physically and emotionally and mentally like I can still do that and I still have so much to offer, I've come to realize it's just a huge importance to my quality of life.
I totally agree with you. And that is why we have more information to give you. And we're going to talk more about what you can do to help your life. Hi, this is Dr. Triana from the Dr. Triana Show. So you'd like to feel younger? We cannot turn back the clock, but I can help you age better. The process is simple. After a thorough medical evaluation, including measuring your hormones, and with diet and exercise, we can balance your hormones so you can feel more vital. Call me at the Triana Prevention Center, 941-625-1990, or listen to me on WCCF AM.
It's 11:30, and now back to the Dr. Triana Show. Here are your hosts, Dr. Triana and Dr. Katzen.
And welcome back, everyone. And we have Pat Thiel, RN, and we're talking to you and Dr. Katzen, and we're talking to you about hormones. Why are they important? And what is it we're doing at now the Triana Center for Hormone Balance, which is in the same location as the Triana Center for Prevention of Heart Attack and Stroke? And do you all know that all this information is all interrelated? So how you balance your hormones, how you live your life, what nutrition, what supplements you take are all important. Dr. Katzen, talk to us about these pellets, because what is the procedure that is, and Pat can talk about it too, the procedure of inserting, because people go, Well, what does it mean to get a pellet?
A pellet is about the size of a grain of rice. It's been compressed hydraulically to that size. The pellets are pure bioidentical hormones, so there's nothing foreign in them.
No fillers.
Yeah, no fillers, no nothing. They're inserted under the skin in the fat of the tush, as your mother said. And they're inserted after using a little local anesthesia, making a little tiny incision. The dose of pellets is determined by a algorithm which is part of our partner, which our partner provides, where we input into the various measurements that you have before deciding to have the pellets, and we then give you the dose of pellets which the algorithm provides for us. Afterwards, the needle, of course, is taken out, and we put a little bit of ice pack on your where the pellets reside, just to kind of reduce the inflammation, and you're on your way.
And there's no sutures. It's just right, Pat?
Right. That's right.
Now, these pellets generally will last for approximately 3 months in ladies, and slightly longer in men. Of course, in men, we usually wind up putting a little bit more hormone in there, and so that there's about a 4 month supply in men.
Some men may even go up to 5 to 6, and some women may be 3 to 6, but it's average.
So how do we know? How do we know when you need to have it done again? Well, one of the ways we know is to do some testing on your blood and see what your levels are.
And also your symptoms. How are you feeling? Do you notice a difference that you need to get repelletized?
Right.
Now, what is the advantage of the pellets over the patches, shots, or pills?
Well, pills, especially for ladies, you can take estrogen orally, but estrogen orally passes through the liver before it gets to the rest of the body. The liver changes somewhat the chemistry, but the liver finds high doses of estrogen kind of toxic and can actually develop benign tumors. So,
Yes, go ahead.
The patches are unreliable in terms of their absorption. Some studies have shown that 40% of the patches, therapeutic medicine, is not absorbed. Now, the patches have the advantage of bypassing the liver. In other words, they're absorbed right through the skin and into the general circulation.
And we know that the pellets are inserted in your fat, and it's based on your cardiac output. So if you exercise more, you're going to absorb it up more, and therefore it's more physiologic, because when you give a shot, they can go up and down the levels.
Right.
At a higher peak. The patches, like you were saying, many people don't absorb it well. And I can testify that the patches also, as much as I've been using them, I used them myself. You know, they leave that little sticky, what do you call that?
You can never get that adhesive off.
They're annoying, yeah.
Yeah, they're very annoying.
So I have to tell everyone, you know, I have been pelletized. I got my pellets at the conference. It was so simple. I turned around and asked the doctor, "Are you done?" It was that easy.
It was that easy, because I got them the same way.
It was easy.
And I will be getting them very soon, because I will be Dr. Triana's patient myself, and I cannot wait.
And you see that we believe in it. And when we went to BioT, I would say most of the people there had been pelletized, had their pellets.
Yes, I was amazed. And so many of them were young. I mean, by our terms, 40s, late 30s. And a very vital group of people, very energetic.
Now, there is a way of administering some of these hormones through the skin, through gels. You've seen it on television.
Right.
And the problem with that is that there are two problems with the gels. First of all, if you have children in the house, you don't want them to be touching an area where you put on the gel.
Wait a minute. There was a case of a man who put the gel on his arm, and that's where he held his little dog, and the little dog lost their hair.
Yes. And also you need to avoid your wife.
So yeah. I mean, so the gel is how can I say it, is communicable.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
It's a sharing product.
And there is another problem with the gel is that we have an enzyme in our skin called aromatase. And aromatase will convert testosterone gel to estrogen. And so it's very difficult to control the dose if you're going to be converting some of it to another hormone. So that's the problem with the gel. The pellets, at least when they're put in, they will be dissolving according to the amount of circulation that you have.
And they then dissolve to nothing. After they dissolve, that's it.
Right.
One thing I'm wondering about, how often, I know every medicine is different, but ballpark, how often would someone have to, like, let's say I was on testosterone and the doctor wanted to keep me on it for like a year.
Uh-huh.
How often would I have to come in to get a new pellet?
Somewhere between 3 and 5 months for a man. And the only way to tell is to measure. And clinically, you'll tell the difference.
But of course, it's different with every medicine.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And remember...
And it's different with every dose.
Right.
Too. In other words, sometimes if we give a larger dose, it's going to take a little bit longer for that to dissolve. But the advantage of the pellets is you have a continuous level once they start to dissolve.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, rather than taking something orally where you have a high level 4 hours and even once a week or twice a week, like we're doing before, where we inject testosterone once a week or twice a week, the blood level is not constant.
So we know that this is available for men and women. And again, it's based on the blood levels of the hormones. But then after the pellets are inserted, we also do follow-up blood testing to make sure the level is correct for that person and also to see how they're doing.
Right.
Yes. Just from a purely practical standpoint, I think this method of delivering this medication is so superior to everything else that has been available to us. Gels and creams are gooky, and they get on your clothes, they get on your furniture. They're kind of difficult. All of us who have experienced using patches, the patch comes off, but the adhesive stays in that little black square or circle on your skin for months and weeks afterwards. And coming into the office every week or 2 weeks for a month for an injection is not only inconvenient, it's time consuming. Nobody likes to get injections. They can hurt and they're expensive. Even if you have insurance coverage, which isn't usually the case, you have your copays for the injections. And oddly enough, putting all these things together, prescriptions, gels, creams, pills, injections, between the cost of the medications that you're paying for and coming to the office to have administration if you need it, those copays, the pellet therapy is not only incredibly more convenient, it's also less expensive. So it's just a huge benefit. After using these other methods of treatment for years, I am so impressed with this. It's a far superior to anything else that we've had available to us in the past.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, as someone who wants to balance hormones, we want to offer what is the best for our patients. And we understand there's some patients who may not want to go the route of pellet therapy. We can still treat you for your symptoms, but we always want to offer the best, the simplest, and also cost-effective for the patient. The testimonials, as you were saying, on the website are fantastic. The people who work in the company are awesome and talking about their own experiences. I'm very excited, and that's why I got my pellets too.
I think one of the things that was very impressive about all of the information that we got in Dallas was, for me, a huge change in perspective as far as looking at medicine. After many years in nursing and loving to take care of people, make them feel better, it was always associated with surgical procedures, medications, oncology treatments, always focusing on their disease process and how to make it go away or at least help them live a little longer. But to sit through this process and learn a whole different perspective, which is to keep you healthy, prevent these things from happening that need treatment commonly for us later in life, and to have a focus on a high quality of life, a better relationship with your spouse or your partner, a feeling better about yourself, having the energy to do the things you want to do and the stamina to do the things you want to do, that is just such a refreshing concept to me when it comes to years and years of taking care of people who are sick.
We don't want people to become sick.
Yeah.
We don't want our patients to end up in the hospitals or nursing homes. We want to catch things way earlier, help prevent. And it's really interesting that people actually do more maintenance on their on their cars,
yes,
than they do on their own bodies. And this is so important because everybody wants to be healthy, to enjoy life, like you said, enjoy their spouse, feel better about their intimate life. You know, one of the things is many people, as they get older, say, I have no libido. I don't feel like doing anything. Sex is not in my vocabulary. Well, this is not the way we want you to live life. We want you to enjoy everything about life and enjoy being healthy, to be able to move around, to be able to have sex, to be able to take a walk down anywhere.
And have enthusiasm for the things that you've always enjoyed doing that, for some reason with the aging process, that inspiration just kind of creeps away from you and you don't find the joy and pleasure in doing the things you used to do. And that's such a huge loss in life.
Well, this week I saw a patient whose wife was in the nursing home for 20 years with Alzheimer's.
Oh, a woman.
Now, we know that Alzheimer's occurs more in women than it does in men. But we also know that if women have their hormones balanced, there is approximately 70% reduction in the incidence of Alzheimer's.
And that is huge.
Especially in our population
70%.
Here.
That is really incredible because it is a very scary thought, and there's some movies out there now too about people losing and starting, and they realize they're losing their memory. We've had programs here about Alzheimer's. If we could start something in our younger age to help get to the point where we don't recognize anybody.
A brain fog is a definite symptom of the aging process and the loss of those essential hormones that your brain responds to. So I would love to get rid of my brain fog. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, this fellow I was telling you about, he had been married to this lady for 65 years.
Oh.
And she hasn't recognized him for about 10.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that something?
Bless his heart. That's incredible. Well, you know, one of the things is there's a myth out there that, especially in women, And there's the myth for men. The myth is, well, if I take hormones, am I going to increase my risk for breast cancer? A lot of this information was based on a major study called the Women's Health Initiative that came out in 2002. And it showed that there was a higher risk for heart disease, a higher risk for brain, Alzheimer's, that being on hormones was not the right thing. But let's investigate and tease out the nitty-gritty of what they meant by hormone. Well, the hormone in the study was Premarin, which is not a bioidentical hormone. What we're using with the BioT is a bioidentical hormone, the exact same chemical that your body produced. So people that were on Premarin, that is conjugated equine estrogen. Now, that would be bioidentical.
What do you mean by that? Equine estrogen.
It means it comes from horses, from the urine of horses that are pregnant. So if you want to have, if you were a horse, now I tell you, I love horses. So if you were a horse, a bioidentical hormone would be Premarin. So here they're doing a study on women using horse hormones, which it comes from a horse, and saying all the bad things hormones do for you. When the other flip side is the research that's done on the bioidentical hormone, which is the same chemical that your body produces, is totally, the picture is totally different. And I think we all need to recognize it is 2015. We cannot go back to 2002 and see and look at that study and understand and know that that is not a bioidentical hormone.
Well, it's not only that, but the ladies in that study were all 10 years or more post-menopause. And that's not the people who were trying to get. That's not the people whose attention you're trying to get now.
Now, we also know that, we had Dr. Maupin as a guest, and we played her show last week, and she spoke about her experiences with how she was. Had depression, she had no energy through her menopause. And I think, Pat, you had brought that up. A lot of times people are spending money and not realizing what is the root cause of their problem.
That's absolutely true. You go to your doctor and when you're in your 40s or 50s and complain about things, anxiety, mood swings, depression, fatigue, lack of enthusiasm, and feel terrible. You can't sleep well at night. And so those individual symptoms start getting treated because that's kind of been the standard of care always. You get put on a medication for depression. You start getting sleep medication so you can sleep better at night. And all of those things combined can sometimes simply be the result of hormone imbalance. And if that can be corrected with the insertion of a pellet, you would have such a better quality of life than treating your symptoms with a number of different medications.
And no side effects either.
Right. And there are side effects with all of these medications. And, you know, some are more consequential than others, but definitely there are side effects to all of it.
And remember, the side effects are much less with pellets than potentially with pellets than they are with the oral tablets, which we do not recommend because of that first pass effect and the way it gets metabolized in your liver. And I think that's really to understand what is the difference of bioidentical. The BioT pellets are also fabricated in the highest quality compounding pharmacies that are rated by the government at the very top, the very best. And they put in the pellet the actual hormone. There's no fillers. There's no coverings. It is the actual hormone.
And they have a very stringent standard of 3% different variation between pellets.
And that's
really extraordinary.
In the industry, the variance in the dosages that is allowable is most of the time 10%. So this is a much more precise formulation than is out there through most resources.
Now, remember, we look not just at estradiol, testosterone. We also look at your thyroid. We have had a whole program about how the latest information on thyroid does not looks at more than just the TSH. It looks at the free T3, free T4. We've spoken about that. And we also may need to give you what your thyroid is not producing enough. And we do that by using the more natural thyroid hormones, which has the T4 and T3 in it. So,
and in the same ratio as your thyroid,
right,
would produce it.
So we look at the thyroid, we look at your testosterone, your estradiol, your progesterone. So one of the questions people ask is, do I have to take anything by mouth? In some women who have, the woman who has a uterus, we definitely have to give them progesterone to protect their uterus. Now remember, we're doing this for the long term of your health. We're looking at your brain. We're trying to protect your breast. We're looking at your bones. We're looking at your vascular system. When women are given both estradiol and testosterone, the research has showed the incidence of diabetes goes down, the inflammation in the arteries go down. So these are things that you may not feel or you may not see, but with research, we have found these benefits. I think that's something we need to look at. And again, Pat, tell us what we have to do to get an appointment.
If you simply call our office, our telephone number is 941-625-1990. We would be happy to schedule an appointment for you or give you some very, very interesting and informative information.
And you can also get that information, if you're interested also, is biotemedical.com, B-I-O-T-E, medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. And I also have our website, TrianaPreventionCenter.com, and we have all our radio shows are archived. So if you have a topic, you say, well, let's take a look at that. You can go to that website and you can see we're going to be putting up more information. And we're also, you can find us on Facebook. I love the bumper sticker that says, I am balanced. I think that's so good.
I had this idea for a shirt that either says, get pelletized, or I got pelletized today at Dr. Triana's.
Yes.
Those bumper stickers are coming.
Yes.
Wow, those bumpers, cool.
Yeah, actually, they are.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I'm going to put one on my car because I did get pelletized. And I'm just so enthusiastic about the difference. And I've been working with patients, and we've been using other modes. And just to see the smile on their face about once they get their hormones balanced, their outlook on life, their interest in their spouse. What was that story that they gave us about there was a couple? And the woman came, Terry, remember you said?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Terry Charest is the national spokesperson. Tell us that story, Pat. I think it's a great story.
It was very touching.
Very touching.
Terry had a patient who came to her hormone balancing center in the Dallas area, and this woman was married to a gentleman who was 20 years older than she was. But she came to Terry's office for an evaluation. She was seated there discussing how she was feeling, and she was in tears. She was crying. She said for the last 15 years, she had hated her husband. He wasn't the man she married. He frustrated her. He made her angry, and she felt terrible about it. She felt terrible about herself, about how she was changing as she aged, and was totally discouraged. Terry did the necessary lab work, discussed with her how she recommended treatment. This woman had her pellets implanted, and 2 months later came back to see Terry. Terry said she walked into the exam room for this lady's post-visit, and she was once again in tears. So Terry was thinking, oh, great, whatever, I guess I need to take this with a different approach. But when she asked the lady why she was crying, she told Terry that she had come to the realization that for the last 15 years that she had been so angry and discouraged and disappointed in her relationship with her husband, it was her. That now that she felt better, she felt happier, she felt healthy, she felt enthusiastic. And she realized that he had consistently remained the same man she married, that she fell in love with. But it was her and her feelings about her life and herself that had changed. And she was sad, thinking that she had missed all this time appreciating him and loving him and enjoying their life together. And I just thought that was amazing when you come to the realization that it isn't your spouse necessarily. Maybe it's you and the way you feel about yourself and about your life.
Wow.
Yeah, very touching.
It's very touching to hear these testimonials and to meet the patients who have been pelletized.
Oh, when our patients walk into our office, and like I was saying, I've known some of these patients for 15 years, and they come into our office and they look different. They're smiling. Their hair is different. They're wearing makeup that they haven't worn before. They just look totally different, and emotionally, they're just transformed. I think maybe if I hadn't experienced this myself, I think I would be a little skeptical and doubtful. But to see them, it's like we have our own, we're accumulating our own testimonials.
Yeah, we have some incredible, and we look forward to having guests in the future too, from BioT, Dr. Donovitz, the leader, Dr. De Silva, Dr. Roussier. I want to thank, and Terry Charest, she's a nurse practitioner. I want to thank Dr. Katzen for being here today. I want to thank with all my heart also, Pat Thiel.
Thank you.
God she came out of retirement. And you too, Dr. Katzen. I want to thank Zane. And I want to thank every one of you for taking time out of your day to take care of yourself, to give yourself the time to learn more about your health. This is Dr. Elizabeth
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, coming to you from the Grand Air Services Studios. Award-winning air conditioning, refrigeration, and appliance repair in Southwest Florida.